Look, Josh, it makes sense. You know, my place is closed. I got more than enough room. You can have all the privacy you want. We'll be like the two amigos. The two musketeers. The two amigos. At least think about it. You'll think about it? Great! I mean, great. This is exciting, my best friend and I. Living together, we'll give it a try. Dividing the chores, splitting drinks, sharing space. And more importantly, I'll see his face a whole lot more often, for lately he's been sidetracked by those of more interest than me. But if we are roommates, right here he will be. Yes, I know that we can. It's a marvelous plan. We start a college, we're starting to do the things that real grown-ups, not children, would do. What better start than to get our own home, to move out from family, out on our own. We were in high school when we first met. I never imagined how tight we would get. Could we be tighter? Hell yeah, you bet. It's a tiresome game, wishing he felt the same. I just want some quality time, just to hear him tell me that I'm someone special. That would be sublime. But honestly speaking, just who am I kidding? Josh is so funny and gifted and smart. I could see it in him from the start. We were 15 years old, yet already I knew I truly admire him, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Did I say roommates? I meant housemates. That's the difference.
Mink.
Jock itch.
Still sniffing about these parts?
I'm your sniffing parts. Michael comes over a lot and that's fine. Josh has known Michael much longer than I have. It makes me wonder and ponder and worse. Each time I see them together, I curse. I tell myself Michael's fat and he sucks, and not in a good way. Oh, for the luck. Look, what I mean is, why Michael, not me? I am so much more fun. I dress better for one. And then, there were his girlfriends. Not many, but enough. Josh, I know I saw her there. Kim was with another guy. They were sitting by themselves in a corner booth, sharing fried noodles. I mean, that's not proof. No. They didn't see my face. They were locking an embrace, noodling and canoodling there at the table, forking and spooning. Anyway, aren't you able to see there's something going on, right? That's what I thought instantly. If someone's lying, it's not me. It's not me. Didn't Lauren say she's sick? That was why you couldn't meet. Well, call me suspicious, a paranoid fool, but I saw her with that guy, that hemorrhoid from school. At the cinema, they were both in line. Look, I've got some proof this time. Check it out, baby, see that's him and there's Lauren. Yes, the picture's rather dim, who cares? Look at her. That's her shoulder, that's her hair. Limp curls, bad dye job, and everything. I'm not wrong this time, I swear. I know how it looks, but really the things I've said are true. I saw them. Why the hell would I lie? I have no ulterior motive. I know they were there and it seemed to be much more than friendly. I didn't see his face, but I could venture a guess. Yes, it was Michael, Deanna, and Michael. I'm telling you, George, they're both cheating on you. Whoa, wait, that's too much. I'm not sabotaging your relationships. I swear, across my heart, I'm just trying to help. No, 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 Josh, please stay. I'm sorry. I'll keep out of your way. I promise. No, 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 go, Josh, please stay. He moved out anyway. I just want some quality time, just to hear him tell me that I'm someone special. Is that such a crime? Damned if I do, if I don't, it's still damning. If I told him, would things be the same? Could he accept me, or would it be strange? Grant me grace, I'm resigned, I can't change. I've tried and I've tried and it's too overwhelming. It's too overwhelming.